It's time for a check of local news on Q106. Here's news director Barry Wright.
Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah are continuing to monitor and fine-tune the forecast for the potential winter storm this weekend. Currently, the system looks to be cold enough to keep the precipitation in the form of snow. However, a shift in the track could still allow for a wintry mix. Confidence in exact snowfall numbers remains low. However, it does still look as though much of the Quad State will have some impactful snow from this system. Dangerously cold Arctic air will also filter into the area this weekend, bringing some of the coldest temperatures and wind chills of the winter season so far. Stay safe and stay tuned for continued forecast updates. It's very likely that snowfall forecasts will fluctuate over the next few days. A man wanted on an active Williamson County arrest warrant was taken into custody following a disturbance Monday in the 200 block of Sanders Avenue in White Ash. According to the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, deputies approached the home and saw Larry D. Sanders standing in the front yard. As deputies approached Sanders, he fled on foot, entered the home through the back entrance, and hid inside a closet. Deputies were given permission to go inside, where they found Sanders hiding in a bedroom closet. Sanders was cited for obstructing justice and resisting arrest. He was lodged in the Williamson County Jail. Republican candidates for governor discussed issues facing Illinois at a forum northwest of Chicago Monday. Jim Telemonte has more.
All four GOP candidates gathered at Gat Guns in East Dundee. DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick said crime is out of control.
That's because of the Safety Act, which I vow to get rid of. The day one, Safety Act is gone. Executive order, we're violating federal law. It should not be allowed. It's causing us to spend billions.
Former Wire Points President Ted Dabrowski said he would be the most prepared to start as governor on day one.
I don't need to figure out what's going on, because I've been doing it for the last 15 years. Two, I know the other groups are talking about doing Doge. I've been doing Doge for 15 years.
Dabrowski, Mendrick, Darren Bailey, and Rick Heidner all agreed on the importance of protecting Second Amendment rights in Illinois. I'm Jim Telemonte.
Republican candidate for governor Darren Bailey and his running mate Aaron Del Mar will make stops in our area as part of their Take Back Illinois statewide tour that begins today and runs through the rest of this week. Bailey and Del Mar will be at Culver's in Mount Vernon Thursday from 4 until 5:30 p.m. and at Kiki's Coffee House and Cafe in Anna from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Then on Friday, Bailey and Del Mar will be at the Coffee Shop in Carby from 9 until 10:30 a.m. You're invited to attend. The Jefferson Fire Protection District will hold an open house regarding building a new firehouse tomorrow night from 5 until 7:30 p.m. at Station 1 on South 10th Street in Mount Vernon. Officials say a new firehouse will help meet the growing needs of the community as call volume has tripled since 2000 and their responsibilities have expanded through mutual aid and intergovernmental agreements. The current firehouse is 81 years old and no longer meets modern safety, operational, or space standards. It was originally built in 1945. The fire district has occupied it since the early 1960s. Residents are invited to come, ask questions, and see the challenges firsthand during the open house. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good afternoon.